Hello and welcome to today's episode of The Quad Shot, where we help you down and digest the day's most pertinent cancer news. Welcome to the October 17, 2019 Quadcast. First up, big and small. For the past year, patients with extensive stage small cell lung cancer have been benefiting from the addition of atezolizumab to carboplatin and etoposide. In the EMPOWER 133 study, concurrent and adjuvant atezo improved median overall survival from 10 to 12 months and 1 year overall survival from 38 to 52%. Well, make way for Durva. In the Caspian trial, over 800 patients with newly diagnosed extensive stage small cell lung cancer were randomized to first-line treatment with one of three arms. Arm 1 was standard platinum plus etoposide chemo for 4 to 6 cycles. Arm 2 was the same as Arm 1 plus concurrent and maintenance durvalumab. And Arm 3 was Arm 2 plus the anti-CTLA-4 antibody tremelimumab. Interestingly, only patients in Arm 1 could receive PCI. This initial report, published in Lancet 2019 by Pat Zarez, addresses only the interim survival analysis of Arms 1 versus 2. Here, the addition of durvalumab resulted in a significant increase in median survival from 10 to 13 months, and 1 year overall survival improved from 40 to 54%. Which of course looks extremely familiar to the EMPOWER data. This benefit was seen across all subsets. While this feels like some continued progress, the 2-month absolute improvement in survival barely puts a dent in the natural course of this disease, and we're left wondering some things. First, when will small cell follow suit with a mono immunotherapy arm? And additionally, has anyone else noticed that durvalumab is on a streak of improving overall survival in trials named after large bodies of water? So what's the bottom line? Concurrent and maintenance durvalumab with platinum and etoposide chemotherapy improves survival in patients with extensive stage small cell lung cancer. Up second, deep fakes. When you really think about how much we know about the inner workings of the cancer cell, you'll see how little we really know about the inner workings of the cancer cell. Let's take our accumulated knowledge of cancer genetics, for instance. It's essentially limited to mutations in coding regions of our DNA. A series of articles in Nature are shedding light on the role the spliceosome plays in oncogenesis. The spliceosome is a huge, complex machine that binds RNA transcripts, excises introns, and splices together exons. It's composed of both proteins and RNA. The RNA units are called small nuclear RNA, or snRNA, and they're labeled U1 to U6, except there's no U3, because of course, that's been reserved just in case Bono's sons ever choose to form a band. Two of the articles focus on recurrent mutations in the non-coding U1 snRNA that cause novel splice events. What does that mean? Oncogenes and tumor suppressors with originally pristine, non-mutated DNA coding sequences can be misspliced and thus activated into cancer drivers. The bottom line is, non-coding mutations in snRNA of the spliceosome cause novel RNA splicing that can produce cancer driver mutations. Thanks to Schwei, Nature 2019. Next up, meaningless meaning of the mean. Say that 3 times fast. The clinical utility of mean heart dose as a way to assess future risk of cardiac events was born in the era of conventional fields with homogeneous doses. This simple yet pragmatic dosimetric study by Hoppe in Practical Radiation Oncology 2019 demonstrates very little correlation between mean dose to the heart as a whole and mean doses to critical cardiac subsites when using modern conformal dose distributions, most notably proton therapy, which is often used for mediastinal sites in younger patients. Finally, natural born killers. Let them do their thing, man! This murine model demonstrates that administration of ex vivo activated natural killer cells, NK cells, on days 1 and 3 of radiation to the primary tumor increases NK cell tumor infiltration, suppresses metastases, and even prolongs survival. Thanks to Kim, Red Journal, 2019. This concludes today's episode of The Quad Shot. If you like what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and subscribing to our podcast. Also, check out our website at www.quadshotnews.com and subscribe to our newsletter. We'll catch you next time.